It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from the Dell Diamond in Round Rock, Texas, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers look to even up this series against the Texas Rangers AAA affiliate, the Round Rock Express. Round Rock has won two of the first three, including a very tight pitcher's duel last night that Round Rock won in the 10th inning, 2-1. Rainiers had just a tremendous starting pitching performance from Easton McGee, who allowed just one run in seven innings. At one point, he retired 16 consecutive Round Rock hitters. He was just great yesterday, but the Rainiers couldn't get him any runs. They finally tied it with a run in the ninth on a Jacob Nottingham RBI double, but couldn't score. The automatic runner placed at second base to start the 10th, and in the bottom of the 10th inning, Round Rock did score their automatic runner on a game-winning RBI single by Yoshi Setsugo. So Round Rock won yesterday 2-1, and that's also the result of the series so far. They lead 2-1. It's a six-game series continuing with Game 4 tonight. On the mound for the Rainiers tonight, right-hander Taylor Dollard making his third AAA start. He's 0-1 with a 5.79 ERA. They're slowly building him up. They're hoping he can do four innings today. He's had two brief starts so far this season. Round Rock starting the guy who's been the best pitcher in the league out of the gate, and we're only 11 games into it, but listen to his numbers. His name is Cody Bradford. He's a lefty. He's in his first AAA season. He's made two starts. He has not allowed a run in 11 and a third innings. He's only given up three hits in 11 and a third innings. He's won both of his starts, and he's got the zero ERA. Cody Bradford on the hill for Round Rock and Taylor Dollard for the Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. The AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Texas Rangers going head-to-head here on a kind of dark and occasionally damp Friday evening here in Round Rock, Texas. When we come back on the pregame show, we'll do our daily catch-up on the Rainiers roster because the roster is Well, there's been a lot of moves early in the season, and that continued today. We'll get you caught up right after this.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your house fails. More darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building. More fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night, a more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf, more experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The Tacoma right here is taking on the Round Rock Express tonight out here in Round Rock, Texas, a little bit north of Austin. And the right here is with some more roster moves to report today. Let's get caught up. The Mariners' scheduled starting pitcher in the big leagues today, Marco Gonzalez, had to leave the team on paternity leave. He is becoming a father and had to miss the start. So they called up Tommy Malone from Tacoma. They knew this was going to happen or had a chance to happen anyway, so Malone has not pitched recently as a result. He got called up by the Mariners today. The M's placed Marco on paternity leave, called up Malone. They had to make room on the 40-man roster. They did so by designating J.P. Bukauskas, the Red Ears reliever, designated him for assignment, so he's on waivers right now. And then a player who was recently DFA'd, Nick Solak, he got claimed by the White Sox, and that effectively ends his Rainiers career of just four games played for Tacoma. The Mariners did sign some pitching help for the Rainiers. Left-hander Rob Kaminsky, who they actually had in Double-A at Arkansas last year. He's a reliever. He was a free agent after the season. The Mariners didn't immediately re-sign him, but he's been pitching. He pitched for Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic, so he's in shape and ready to go. And he was just signed today, and he is with the Rainiers now. So Kaminsky now a member of the Tacoma Rainiers. All right, we're caught up on the roster. Let's get to the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose: making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 6-5 on the year, managed by John Russell. He's going to lead off with Cesar Hernandez. Hernandez is at second base. Batting second, the center fielder, Zach DeLoach. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing right field is Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, the third baseman, Jose Caballero. Batting seventh is shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting eighth, left fielder Delino DeShields. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Pat Valleca. On the mound, Taylor Dollard. Dollard on the hill. Round Rock is the Texas Rangers AAA club. They're 7-4 under new manager Doug Davis. They're going to lead off with J.P. Martinez. He's in center field tonight. Batting second, Jonathan Ornelas. He'll play second base. Hitting third, the designated hitter, Elier Hernandez. Sam Huff is in the cleanup spot. He catches. Batting fifth is third baseman Justin Foscue. Hitting sixth in left field is Clint Frazier. In the seventh spot, the first baseman, Blaine Krim. Batting eighth, shortstop Davis Wenzel. And hitting ninth, right fielder Sandro Fabian. On the mound, Cody Bradford. Bradford 2-0 with a 0 ERA. Umpires, David Arrieta has the plate. Matt Brown at first and Trevor Daniger is at third. Tacoma and Round Rock about ready to get started. That does it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We're ready to start this one under cloudy gray skies here in Round Rock, Texas today. Cesar Hernandez leads things off against the lefty. He'll bat right-handed and the pitch is taken for a strike and we are underway in Round Rock. It rained a little bit today down here, very light rain, but it did come down and there's a chance that could happen over the course of this game as well. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Hernandez, and the count goes to 0-2. The wind is blowing in from right field, and it's got some strength to it. 0-2 to Hernandez, called strike three. Three pitches, and he goes down looking. And one man is out at the top of the first inning, and now Zach DeLoach will be the batter. So that was a quick first batter, three pitches and taking a seat. And here's DeLoach, left versus left situation, and the pitch is pulled to the right side and throw into right field. A base hit for Zach DeLoach, and he has the one out single in the top of the first inning, and the Rainiers get their first hit of the night very early in this one. DeLoach singling to right. He's hit safely in six of his last seven games. Now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch, swing and a foul back. Counts even, 1-1. Well, this lefty, Cody Bradford, was at AA Frisco last year for Round Rock, 10-7 with a 5.01 ERA in 26 starts. really good control. Walked only 33 batters in 118 innings and had 124 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch on its way. And it's a swing and a miss by O'Keefe, and the count goes to 1-2. Fastball's in the low 90s, but he's very effective. I've been told that he pitches like a veteran beyond his years. Now the 1-2 is swung on and fouled away, still 1-2. He is 25 years old. He was the Rangers' sixth-round pick in 2019 out of Baylor University. He's very much a Texan. Grew up in the Fort Worth area. 1-2 pitch inside for a ball. Went to Aledo High School right around Fort Worth and then college at Baylor here in Texas and then drafted by the Texas Rangers. He had to have been happy about that. Now pitching for the Round Rock Express, knocking on the door of the big leagues. It's 2-2 to O'Keefe, is popped up in the home plate area, and now coming down is the first baseman and in some trouble, but making the catch is Krim in front of home plate in fair territory. O'Keefe pops up to the first baseman. Krim calling for it early, and he almost got himself into trouble because the area where he caught it was really the catcher's ball, but the wind was pushing that around and made it a little troublesome, but they got the out. So two down, and now Mike Ford is the hitter with Deloach at first base. We're just underway here, Tacoma and Round Rock in the top of the first. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 to Ford. Ford in 10 games for Tacoma, hitting .333 with three homers and 15 runs batted in, .998 OPS. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a check swing foul. Still 0-2 to Ford. Right here's wearing the red jerseys tonight with the gray pants. Round Rock decked out in all whites, white jerseys, white pants. Here's the 0-2 on its way to Ford, and it's a check swing foul out of play on the first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Game four of six between these two teams. Another night game tomorrow at 5:05, and then it wraps up with a day game on Sunday. That's going to start at 11:05 a.m. Pacific. Series of toss to first, and back in safely is Deloach. Now the 0-2 coming. And it's inside. And it hit him. It grazed the arm of Ford, and the umpire immediately awards him first base. So Ford reaches as he was nicked by that pitch on the forearm. And the Red Ears have two on. That just barely nicked Ford. So two on, two out for Jake Shiner. Shiner staring out towards this young lefty. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. Cody Bradford, best pitcher in the PCL as of this moment, statistically. Here's a swing and a fly towards left center, ranging into the alley and making the catch on the move without any difficulty is J.P. Martinez, and the inning is over. Rainiers threatened, but they do not score. They had a hit. They leave two on. We go to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Round Rock coming to the plate.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning, and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers did not score in the top of the first, and now they take the field for the first time, and Taylor Dollard gets ready for his third AAA start. And his first pitch to J.P. Martinez is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Dollard came out of spring training needing to be built up as a starting pitcher, and he's had short outings as a result, but he's being stretched out. And his last game, he went 2 2/3 innings through 58 pitches. Here's his pitch to Martinez, and it misses. And pitching coach Jairo Cuevas told me today they're hoping he could do four innings and maybe get close to 75 pitches today. So he's getting there. He's being built up. Here's the 1-1 on its way to Martinez, and it's over for a strike. Dollard had the unbelievable season last year at AA Arkansas, 16-2. With a 2.25 ERA, Minor League Pitcher of the Year for the Mariners, the Jamie Moyer Award. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Martinez, and it is taken a little high, and the count's even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now Dollard with a 2-2 coming. And it is swung on and bounced slowly to second base. Hernandez has no time to spare. He fields it and throws to first in time for the out, and one man is gone. In the bottom of the first, Martinez bounces out to second baseman Cesar Hernandez. Jonathan Ornelas will be the next hitter for Round Rock. Let's set up the Red Ears defense. Valleca's playing first today. Hernandez at second, Mason McCoy at short, and Jose Caballero at third. Outfield is DeShields in left, DeLoach in center, and Shiner in right. O'Keefe behind the plate. Dollard's pitch is looped down the right field line, and that's going to head down the right field line towards the corner. Extra bases for Ornelas. Over to get it is Shiner. It's a one-out double for Jonathan Ornelas. So Ornelas with his second double of the season, and he's in scoring position with one out. And now Elier Hernandez will be the bat. Dollard in his two starts this year has gone 4 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs on 3 hits with 2 home runs surrendered. A 5.79 ERA. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Strike one to Hernandez. He hasn't really gotten in a groove yet on the hill with these short starts as he's getting built up. All one pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. 0-2 delivery. Up high, one ball, two strikes. Dollard with the 92-mile-per-hour fastball there. Impeccable command was one of the big reasons for his success last year. And 1-2 is hit in the air towards left center, not deep. DeLoach in left center calls off to Shields and makes the catch, and there's out number two. Hernandez flies out to the center fielder. Two away, and now Sam Huff will be the hitter. Right here, so we'll be back home at Cheney Stadium on Tuesday. We'd love to see you out at the ballpark. Night games coming up this coming week, Tuesday through Saturday, all at either 6:05 or 7:05. Here's the pitch to Huff, and it is outside into the backstop as O'Keefe didn't catch it. They're going to give a wild pitch to Dollard. Ornelas now at third with two outs. It was well outside. O'Keefe reached for it and couldn't stop it. So 1-0, runner at third, two outs, and the pitch to Huff is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 1-1. Dollard trying to escape the first. The 1-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. 1-2 to Huff. Huff, 5-for-27 to start the season, but a dangerous hitter who has a ton of power. Now the pitch, swinging a foul tip at the plate. Still 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, fouled away on the first base side. Still a ball and two strikes to Huff. No score, bottom of the first inning. Rainiers and the Express. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Pretty good crowd on this Friday night. The outfield is full. They have a berm that, you know, is the grassy hill behind the outfield fence. It goes from foul pole to foul pole, with the exception of center field where there's a backdrop for the hitters. But there's a lot of people out there this evening. Now the pitch swung on and foul tipped. There's even a smattering of folks in the home run porch, which is sort of an upper deck of bleacher seats above the grassy berm in left field. Once saw Willie Mo Pena when he was with the Rainiers hit a homer over that thing. It was very impressive. Time called by Huff. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third with two outs. Here's Dollard with the pitch. Check swing, broken bat, foul on the first base side. Huff started to go after it, stopped his swing. The pitch hit the handle of his bat, cracked it. You could hear the bad sound. And the ball just sort of blooped out in down the first baseline. I thought for a moment it might go fair, which would have been really nice for the Rainiers, but it actually went foul. Huff has his new bat. Dollard is set. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Full swing this time. Yeah. Here comes the 2-2 again from Dollard to Huff. And it's a called strike three. Got him with a fastball down at the D's. 93 on the gun, and that takes care of Huff. And it wraps up a 10-pitch plate appearance. No runs for Round Rock in the first. They had a hit and one runner left. We go to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Round Rock are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
No score between Tacoma and Round Rock. We go to the second inning of play. Rainiers had 2 runners in the first. Didn't score. Round Rock moved a guy up to third in the first inning. Didn't score. So now we go to the second. Here's Jose Caballero to lead things off for the Rainiers, followed by Mason McCoy and Delino DeShields. Cody Bradford is now up to 12 and a third innings pitched this year without allowing a run. The Round Rock starter with his pitch, and it swung out and hit high and deep to left field. Back this goes. Still going back, and it is gone. Into the home run porch in left field. Jose Caballero with his second home run of the season. 1-0 Rainiers, and that's the first run of the year allowed by Cody Bradford, who had been and has been the top starting pitcher in the league here at this early juncture, pitching scoreless ball in each of his first 2 outings, but not today. Caballero takes him deep. So the Rainiers are on the board. Home run number 17 on the year for Tacoma. This one left the bat at 104 miles per hour and will get a distance for you, hopefully. It went over the grassy berm and into the seats in that home run porch I was talking about in left field above the berm. So here's a pitch that misses inside to McCoy. McCoy hitting 310 in 11 games with 1 homer, 7 runs batted in, and he watches outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. 387 feet, the official distance on the Caballero homer to left. McCoy takes high ball 3. McCoy's reached base in every game this year, 11 straight games. He and Shiner are the only players to appear in every game. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Count goes to 3-1. Now swinging a foul back. Full count, 3-2. McCoy backs out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the 3-2, called strike 3, and down he goes. And there's the first out. So Bradford battled back. He gave up the homer and then fell behind. Three balls, no strikes. And to his credit, he fought back and struck out McCoy. So one down, and now here's Delano DeShields. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Low and away with a fastball. This lefty certainly not overpowering, 90-91 with a fastball. Now here's one over for a strike at 89. Now swinging a little bouncer up the third baseline. If it stays fair, it's trouble. They let it roll, and it rolls foul. So a foul on the number up the third baseline. One and two, the count. The 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 up high, two balls, two strikes. Next one from Bradford is down and in, ball three. So another full count. So three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch. Check swing. He went. That is strike three. And DeShields is the second out of the inning. So two away. And now Pat Valeka is the batter. And this one's outside, ball one. Valeka making back-to-back starts for the Red Ears against the lefties here yesterday. Bernardo Flores, and today Cody Bradford. Here's one up high for a ball. He went 1-for-3 last night and is 2-for-7 on the season. Two-oh pitch coming, and it's a swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. And now this pitch misses for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Now a swing and a foul back. Count goes full, 3-2. So another full count. Three straight batters have reached a full count against Bradford. Here's the payoff, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still 3-2. The 3-2 again. Check swing, foul tip at the plate. Valeka stays alive. Well, they've made Bradford throw some pitches this inning with all these full counts. Now the 3-2 coming again. And it is low ball four, and Valleca will head down to first base with a two-out walk. First walk issued by Bradford today. Lineup turns over, and Cesar Hernandez will be the batter, but the Round Rock pitching coach is on his way out to the mound, and that's Dave Borkowski, former pitcher in this league, former pitcher for Round Rock. And he's going to talk things over with Bradford. Half the infield joins in on the conversation. Folks still coming into the ballpark. When you look around, you see people still taking their seats. Fireworks night after the game. All right, we're ready for play to resume. Hernandez stands in. Runner at first, Valleca with two outs. And the pitch from Bradford to Cesar Hernandez is a swing and a miss at a change. There's strike one. So that, I believe, was pitch number 40 for Bradford. And we're in the second inning. Yeah, the 0-1 outside with a fastball. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 swung out and fouled away. One and two, the count to Cesar Hernandez. Now a swing and a foul back. Still one ball, two strikes. And the pitch just barely misses down low. And the count's even, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch is inside, ball three. So another full count. With two outs, Valleca will be running with the pitch. There's Round Rock action in the bullpen because of all the pitches that Bradford has thrown in this inning. The 3-2 to Hernandez is low ball four. So Valleca takes second and Hernandez goes down to first. And the pitch count continues to rise. And now there are two on with two out for Zach Deloach, who singled last inning. Only one run is in, the homer by Caballero, but Bradford might be on the ropes here just because of his pitch count. And the pitch to Deloach is hit down the left field line, slicing towards the corner. It is a foul ball. That would have been something if Deloach had gotten one down into the corner for extra bases, but it sailed foul on him. Simply strike one. So 0-1 to Deloach. And the pitch is down low, 1-1. 48 pitches now for Bradford. Make it 49 as he misses inside to Deloach. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch is hit on a hop to short, fielded by Wenzel, and he throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. Well, they really made Bradford labor in the top of the second, but the Rainiers settle for one run on the Caballero homer. It was the only hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma 1, Round Rock nothing.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage, egg croissant, plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select or request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn. With double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
One nothing to Tacoma on the Jose Caballero homer. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Taylor Dollard on the hill. He'll face Justin Foscue, Clint Frazier, and Blaine Krim. Foscue settles in. 4-for-28 on the season so far. That's a 143 average, but he did hit a double yesterday. And he swings and hits one well towards left center field. This is deep. It is back, and we are tied. Foscue with his first Triple-A home run out by the 407-foot sign in left center. And that evens things up. First pitch swinging in the inning. Got a slider from Dollard and ripped it out of here. So Justin Foscue puts a run on the board. And now here's Clint Frazier. And the pitch to Frazier is outside, ball one. Now Dollard is set. And the pitch is a fastball that catches the outside edge. 1-1 to Frazier. Now this pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And now here's one outside, 2-2. Dollard with a 2-2. Breaking ball just misses a little low, and the count is full, 3-2. Human umpires today, by the way. We are not using the automated system for this game and won't be for the weekend. The human beings will be calling the balls and strikes throughout the weekend. 3-2, grounded foul on the third base side. That's the way it's going to be on weekends for another 2 weeks, I'm told, before we will try to implement the challenge system that was used for a few games late last season at Cheney Stadium. 3-2 pitch, swung on and grounded weakly to third, and Caballero juggles it but controls it and throws out Frazier at first. And one man is gone in the bottom of the second inning. So Frazier grounds out to third. And now Blaine Krim will be the hitter. Krim hitting .233 on the year. And the pitch is swung on and hit well to right into the wind. Shiner is back, and he is able to make the catch before he even gets to the warning track, and there's out number two. So Krim is quickly taken care of by Taylor Dollard, and now Davis Wenzel is the batter. Dollard with his pitch, and it's taken up high. Wenzel 2-for-27 to start the season, but 2-for-6 in this series. He was 0-for-21 before this series started. He swings and pops one up foul, first base side, and out of play. Wenzel is the Round Rock shortstop. He and their starting pitcher today, Cody Bradford, were teammates in college, and now teammates in AAA. That's kind of odd. A coincidence. Here's the 1-1 from Dollard, and it's in there for a strike, 1-2 with a slider. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, got him with a curveball, and Dollard dusts off Davis Wenzel to wrap up the bottom of the second inning. That's his second strikeout, but Round Rock ties it up on the homer by Foskew, one run on one hit. No errors, no one left. We go to the third, Tacoma and Round Rock tied up 1-1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
One-one tie, each team belting a solo homer in the second inning. The Red Ears taking on the Round Rock Express. Brian O'Keefe leads off the third with a high fly to left center, but this is playable for J.P. Martinez moving over from his position in center, and he makes the catch. And one pitch, one out at the top of the third. O'Keefe now 0-for-2 on the day. Mike Ford now the batter. And the pitch is a breaking ball down and in. Now here's a breaking ball over for a strike. So the count's even to Ford. And he watches one low and away. Ford and DeLoach, the only lefties in the starting lineup today against the left-hand pitcher, Cody Bradford. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder foul first base side. Ford's going to use his timeout and reset for a moment. Next pitch coming. Outside, ball four, and Ford will head down to first base. Third walk issued by Bradford. And the Rainiers continue to run up his pitch count. Now Jake Shiner will be the batter. And the pitch to Shiner is in for a strike, going one. 58 pitches now for Bradford in 2 1/3 innings. Round Rock had bullpen activity last inning when Bradford was struggling to get the last out. Next pitch misses up high for a ball to Shiner, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a foul tip. Count goes to 1-2. One, two pitch coming, swung on and lined foul down the first baseline. Still 1-2. One-two pitch, popped up foul and out of play. Still a ball and two strikes. Now a swing and a miss and a pitch upstairs, and that is strike three. Shiner is the second out of the inning. That is the fourth strikeout for Cody Bradford. Two down in the top of the third of this 1-1 tie. Now Jose Caballero will be the batter. Pitch to Caballero, misses for a ball. He homered last inning, a towering fly to left field. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two and oh, the count. Caballero's really done a great job of working the count in his first AAA season. He now watches one over the outside edge for a called strike. 2-1 now. Now the next pitch swung on and hit high in the sky to left, but this one's not deep. Coming in on it is Frazier, the left fielder, and he's under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here's do not score, the top of the third. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Tacoma 1, Round Rock 1.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
1-1 tie between Tacoma and Round Rock. We head to the bottom of the third. Taylor Dollard down the hill. He'll face the number 9 hitter in the Express lineup, Sandro Fabian. To start things off, he's 3-for-25 on the year. Right-handed batter. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. There's strike one. Former San Francisco Giants farmhand acquired by the Rangers and spent a little time with Round Rock last year. Yeah, the 0-1 swung on, pulled on the ground sharply right to McCoy. And the Rainier shortstop throws out Fabian at first base, one away in the bottom of the third. Dollard gets Sandro Fabian to ground out sharply to short, and now J.P. Martinez will be the hitter. Martinez grounded out to Cesar Hernandez at second base his first time up. And the pitch is down low for a ball. One oh pitch coming. And a bunt attempt by Martinez, but he pulled the bat back and took it for ball two inside. Now the 2-0 pitch from Dollard. Hit in the air to left. This is struck pretty well. Going back is DeShield. Still back at the track, at the fence, and it is gone. J.P. Martinez with an opposite field home run to left. And the Express take the lead 2-1 on Martinez's second home run of the season. Well, Dollard was just so good last year at AA Arkansas at keeping the ball in the ballpark, surrendering just 9 homers in 144 innings. We knew he would not be able to duplicate that feat in the Pacific Coast League because of the high elevation ballparks. That's basically impossible, but he's already allowed 4 home runs this year, and we have not played a game in a high elevation ballpark yet. Here's the pitch to Ornelas, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Yeah, the 0-1 coming. And this is down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now here's a strike. Slider for a called strike. One and two. And now a swing and a foul tip. No, a fair ball grounded right in front of the plate, and it's picked up by O'Keefe, who just tags the batter Ornelas. That ball was hit straight into the ground, and it just stopped like 3 inches in front of home plate, and O'Keefe jumped out there. The ball was spinning. He jumped out there and grabbed it before it would spin off into foul territory, and then he just tagged out Ornelas while he was standing in the batter's box. Good quick play there from O'Keefe. And there are two outs in the bottom of the third. Now Elier Hernandez is the hitter. And the pitch to him is inside for a ball. Hernandez, another right-hand batter, flied out to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 now. Now here's a breaking ball inside. 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch, swing and a foul back. Dropping the bat after his swing is Hernandez. Two balls, two strikes, the count. Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a slow curveball. And Hernandez has struck out to wrap up the bottom of the third inning. Round Rock gets on the board in this inning to take the lead. One run on one hit, the J.P. Martinez homer. There was no one left on base. We go to the fourth inning of play with a score, Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rents. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklift, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Round Rock leading 2-1. Every run of this game scoring on a solo home run. Now we go to the fourth. Mason McCoy, Delino DeShields, and Pat Vileka to bat this inning against the lefty Cody Bradford. Bradford has thrown 67 pitches through three innings. His pitch to Mason McCoy is popped up foul on the first base side, and that'll get into the seats out of play. Strike one to McCoy, leading things off in the fourth for the Rainiers. It'll be McCoy, DeShields, and Valleca to bat this inning. The 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the lineup. McCoy has seen his spot in the lineup really change a lot from game to game this season already as he swings and fouls one off. Count goes to 0-2. O2 pitch coming. Swung on and hit hard in the air to right, but playable for Fabian, who drifts back a few steps and makes the catch. And one man is gone at the board. McCoy lines out to the right fielder. And now Delino DeShields is the hitter. We'll take a look at what happened around the league last night. Well, the events in Edmonton, or in El Paso, Edmonton, they haven't been in the league in decades. The events in El Paso last night got national news as here's a pitch in for a strike to DeShields. El Paso beat visiting Round Rock. They beat Albuquerque 19-6. Yeah, 19-6, total blowout. Sears went up high. And what made the national news was Fernando Tatis on his rehab assignment with El Paso hit three homers in that game. So now the 1-1-2 to Shields is a swing and a miss, strike two. Tatis was 5-for-6. He hit a single, a double, and three homers, and he had 8 runs batted in. 1-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes DeShields, and that is strikeout number 5. And now Pat Valleca will be the hitter. I thought it was interesting that Tatis played right field in that game. He's also played center and shortstop during the rehab assignment. Pitch to Valleca is a breaking ball that misses. Completely overshadowed was El Paso catcher Yorman Rodriguez going 3-for-4 with 2 homers and 6 runs batted in. Here's a rocket shot by Valleca to left center, but right at the warning track and making the catch is J.P. Martinez, and that is the final out in the top of the fourth inning. Really solid contact from two of the three Rainiers hitters here in the top of the fourth, but nothing to show for it. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Round Rock 2, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Two-one Round Rock. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at the Dell Diamond. Rainiers will be here through Sunday, then home on Tuesday to host El Paso at Cheney Stadium for a six-game series beginning Tuesday at 6.05 p.m. Sam Huff to lead things off for Round Rock in the bottom of the fourth, followed by Justin Foscue and Clint Frazier. Dollard struck out Huff earlier, and this pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. He's talking about El Paso and Fernando Tatis in the top of this inning. Did some digging around today to find out if there was any chance Tatis might play at Cheney this week. As here's a swing and a miss by Huff, because he's eligible to be activated by the Padres on Thursday, and the El Paso series begins on Tuesday. Now the 0-2 pitch to Huff is a swing and a foul tip, but it's just not lining up for Tatis to appear, because he would never play on Wednesday and then join the Padres on Thursday. They would always give him Wednesday off to fly down to wherever they're playing, which in this case happens to be Arizona. The Padres are playing at the Diamondbacks on Thursday. So here's a swing and a foul back. That's the day they can activate Tatis. And I heard today it really sounds like Tatis is going to finish this week with El Paso, play on Sunday, and then just go to the Padres spring training complex in Arizona for a day or two, work out there, and then join the Padres when they play at Arizona on Thursday. So we're going to probably miss out on the Tatis show. Huff just hit one foul. The count now 0-2 on Sam Huff. There's some good and some bad to missing Tatis. The good is the Rainiers don't have to pitch to him. The guy's been crushing it. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Huff. Dollard got him with his breaking ball, the curve. And that is strikeout number four. The bad news about Tatis not being with El Paso this week is maybe you're with me on this. I don't know. I kind of want to see him play. He never played against the right ears on his way up to the big leagues. Never seen him play in a Triple-A game, and it would be kind of fun. As long as he didn't do too much damage, right? Here's one outside to Justin Foscue, ball one. But it's almost certainly not going to happen. One 0 pitch to Foscue, fastball called a strike, and that evens up the count. Dollard now at 55 pitches. The 1-1 coming. Swung on and swatted into left center, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Taking the turn at first is Foscue, and he holds there with a single. And Foscue is 2-for-2 with a single and a homer. Now Clint Frazier will be the batter. Runner at first, one out. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Other PCL games yesterday, Oklahoma City mashed Sugar Land 12-5 as Drew Avens, Michael Bush, and Bradley Zimmer each had three hits with a homer. What a pitch. Is low for a ball, 2-0. Oklahoma City with the best record in the league at 9-3. They're atop the standings. Now a swing and a foul back, 2-1. Salt Lake defeated Las Vegas 8-5. Mickey Moniak, the number one pick in the 2015 draft by the Philadelphia Phillies, who hasn't panned out like you want the number one pick in the draft to pan out. He's with Salt Lake now. He had two homers yesterday. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Frazier. Counts even 2-2. The Angels AAA affiliate also got a three-run home run from Jordan Adams, who is a AAA rookie with them this year. 2-2 to Frazier. Inside, ball three. Salt Lake's 8-4. They have the second best record in the league, one game behind Oklahoma City. Three, two to Frazier, swinging a foul tip at the plate. And then Sacramento and Reno got into one yesterday. They were tied 4-4 after seven. This game was in Reno. Sacramento scored two runs at the top of the eighth to go up 6-4. Reno scored two runs in the bottom of the eighth to tie it up, 6-6. Sacramento won the game with two runs in the top of the ninth. They won 8-6. Grounder to third, just beyond the reach of the diving Caballero, down the line and into the corner. Coming around second on his way to third is Foscue. They're waving him in. He's going to score as the ball just now gets to the cutoff man. And in at third base is Frazier, and it is 3-1 Round Rock. That ball went out of my line of sight into the left field corner. I do not see what happened there. DeShields, the left fielder, went chasing after it. He disappeared from view as well. No idea if he had trouble picking it up or what happened in the left field corner, but an extra base seemed to be gained along the way for Round Rock. So Frazier is at third. It is 3-1. Jairo Cuevas, the Red Ears pitching coach, out to talk to Dollard. And the infielders as well. Rainiers have action in the bullpen. Taylor Williams is warming up. Dollard now at 63 pitches. The official score has given Frazier a triple, although I'm not sure the official score ever saw what happened in the left field corner either, because their view's no better than mine. All right, here we go. Infield's in. And the pitch is in for a strike to Krim. That's an 0-1 count. Infield in all the way around. The outfield is straight away. Krim flied out his first time up. 0-1 pitch. Bounce to third. Fielded by Caballero. Throw home to O'Keefe. Tag applied. They got him at the plate. Frazier is tagged out. He broke home on a grounder right to the drawn-in third baseman, and Caballero threw home, and they put the tag on Frazier. That was not a situation where you would think the runner would try to score. The Rainiers are okay with it. Two down now and a runner at first. That could be a big play. Now Davis Wenzel is the hitter. And a turn and a throw to first by Dollard, and back in standing up is Krim. Breaking ball over for a strike. Oh, and one to Wenzel. Now a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Dollard going to a fastball there. He's ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. Time called by the batter, Wenzel. 3-1 Round Rock. Runner at first with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the 0-2 from Dollard. And it is swung on and hit in the air down the left field line. And that's going to get down and be extra bases. Krim is coming to third. He's being waved in. The throw comes to the cutoff man, McCoy. Relay to the plate. Tag applied. And safe at home is Krim. O'Keefe nearly got him. In at second base with an RBI double is Wenzel. And now John Russell is out of the Red Ears dugout. He wants an explanation from the home plate umpire, David Arrieta, on the tag play at the plate. It was close. And Russell just gets a quick explanation. Actually, had his conversation with the first base umpire, Matt Brown, who rotated down and made the call with the three-man crew. Anyway, that's over. He then changes course. Russell does, and instead of going back to the dugout, he goes to the mound and takes the baseball from Dollard. So Dollard is done after 3 2/3 innings today. Wenzel gets the RBI double that ends his outing. It is 4-1 Round Rock. Williams coming in from the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score. Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Well, Round Rock has scored two runs in the bottom of the fourth, and they have a runner at second with two outs. New pitcher for the Red Ears is Taylor Williams to work on Sandro Fabian, and the first pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. Williams had a real encouraging outing his last time on the hill here, working a couple of scoreless innings. Next pitch swung out and fouled away. That was in the series opener on Tuesday when Williams did that. He's now ahead of Fabian here, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Williams checks the runner, Wenzel at second, and the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss, strike three. A slider takes care of Fabian, and that ends the bottom of the fourth. Williams comes in from the bullpen and gets his man on strikes, but Round Rock adds to its lead with two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Are you overinsured? Underinsured? Maybe you're just not sure. It's understandable. Life happens quickly. You've got a new driver in the house, an upcoming remodel, an inherited rare baseball card collection. It's a lot. So talk to your wealth manager about how Propel Insurance can make sure it's all protected. Our experts create a customized asset protection program tailored to your specific and changing needs, with specialty coverage like expanded homeowner liability, additional protection against uninsured or underinsured drivers, cyber fraud cost recovery, and lots more. But Propel isn't just about premium coverage. Our experts also make sure all your policies work well together, so there's no overlap or serious gaps. What's more, with frequent program reviews, you can be sure your insurance always keeps up with your life. Ask your wealth manager about preferred personal coverage from Propel Insurance, or visit us at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the fifth inning. Round Rock leads Tacoma 4-1. Rainier is looking to rally Cesar Hernandez to lead things off in the fifth, and the pitch from Cody Bradford is fouled away on the first base side. That's strike one. Bradford has thrown 77 pitches in this game. The Rainiers have made him throw a lot of pitches, but he's only given up one run, and that was on a solo homer. 0-1 to Hernandez is inside for a ball. Round Rock has had the best pitching in the league. They lead the league in team ERA, 3.41 entering play today. Hernandez hits one in the air to left, shallow. Coming in is Frazier, still coming in, and he makes a sliding catch. And there's the first out at the top of the fifth inning. Hernandez flies to shallow left, and now Zach Deloach is the hitter. Deloach is 1-for-2 with a single so far. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Now swing and a grounder. Foul on the first base side. 0-2 to Deloach. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Bradford just threw a fastball past him. 88 on the gun, and Deloach swung through it. Sixth strikeout for Cody Bradford. And now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. And O'Keefe's 0-for-2 today, and he watches a fastball outside. O'Keefe with a 9-game hitting streak coming into play today. Each of the first 9 games he's played in this year, he's had at least one hit. Has 15 total hits. He fouls one back now, and next pitch from the lefty, up and away. Now a swing and a miss, and the count's even. 2 balls, 2 strikes to O'Keefe. No one on, 2 out in the top of the fifth inning. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul, first base side. Huff over by the corner of the dugout makes the catch waist high as he was moving towards the corner of the dugout of the screen. Nice play by the Round Rock catcher. And he retires O'Keefe on a foul pop-up. Well, the Red Ears go in order in the fifth, and suddenly Cody Bradford has retired 8 straight Tacoma hitters. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Round Rock 4, Tacoma 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Round Rock leads Tacoma by a score of 4-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Taylor Williams got the final out in the fourth inning. And he is going to face the top of the order here, beginning with J.P. Martinez, who's 1-for-2 with a homer, and he takes inside for a ball. Now here comes Williams with the 1-0, and it swung on and grounded foul first base side. Dollar had his longest appearance of the year, throwing 68 pitches today. The Red Ears starter went 3 2/3, allowed 6 hits and 4 runs all earned, no walks, 4 strikeouts. 50 of his 68 pitches were strikes. That's a good ratio there. Sears went outside for a ball. But of the 6 hits he allowed, 5 of them went for extra bases, including the 2 homers. 2-1 pitch to Martinez is inside, ball 3. Now fastball called a strike. Full count, 3-2. Taylor Williams ready. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a slider, and down goes Martinez. And Williams has struck out both batters he has faced tonight. One out in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now Jonathan Ornelas will be the hitter. Ornelas is 1-for-2 today. And the pitch is taken for a called strike at the knees, 0-1. Now a swing and a little bouncer on the right side, and that's scooped up there by Cesar Hernandez, who throws out Ornelas at first, and two men are gone at the bottom of the fifth. So Hernandez turns that into an out, 2 down, and Elier Hernandez will now be the batter. Each team with a Hernandez in the lineup. And the pitch to Hernandez is in there for a strike.
Good
And now next pitch is up high for a ball. 1-1. One is a swing and a foul tip. 1-2. That one got a piece of O'Keefe, but he seems to be all right. Umpire giving him a little extra time just in case. And Valleca came in from his position at first base and pretended he needed to use the rosin bag. Buy a little extra time for his catcher. Here's the 1-2 now to Elier Hernandez, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming from Williams to Hernandez. And it is swung on and hit in the air to shallow right. Long run for Shiner towards the line. Back is Valleca. Neither can get it. And it is going to end up being a double for Hernandez as neither Valleca nor Shiner could catch that pop fly down the right field line. And it fell in fair territory. So Elier Hernandez ends up with a two-out double for Round Rock, and he's in scoring position with two outs. And now Taylor Williams has got to try to shake that unfortunate hit off and see if he can take care of this next hitter, Sam Huff, the cleanup man. Dollard had Huff's number, struck him out twice. Williams with the pitch, and it swung on and stroke towards right center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit. Picking it up is Shiner. Scoring from second is Hernandez. It's an RBI single for Huff, and Round Rock makes it 5-1. So Sam Huff swinging at the first pitch, singles in a run. And now Justin Foscue will be the hitter. Right here's led 1-0 in the second when Jose Caballero homered, but Round Rock has now scored 5 unanswered runs. Now the pitch is up high for a ball to Foscue. Now the 1-0. Down and in for a ball. 2-0. Now 2-0 to Foscue, outside ball 3. Williams got the first two outs in this inning easily, but a pop fly double and then a base hit, and now he's behind in the count 3-0 on Foscue. And the pitch is outside, ball 4. Foscue walks on 4 pitches, so he heads down to first. Huff takes second. And now Clint Frazier, who hit that ground ball triple in the fourth inning, will bat with 2 on and 2 out. And O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Williams. No one up in the Red Ears bullpen. The Red Ears would like to get through tonight's game using few relief pitchers if possible, because they're going to have a bullpen game tomorrow. If you missed the pregame show, I don't blame you, but the Rainiers did add a pitcher today, signing left-hander Rob Kaminsky. The Mariners signed him. It was really a re-sign. Kaminsky was with AA Arkansas last year. He was a free agent after the season, and he was pitching in the World Baseball Classic for Team Israel, and The Mariners just re-signed him today, and he's here, so they added an arm. So here's a pitch inside for a ball to Frazier. And they also, the left-hander they signed yesterday, Eric Stout, he did not pitch in yesterday's game. So they've got two new lefties who have yet to appear. 1-0 to Frazier is in for a strike, and the count's even 1-1. One pitch coming. Inside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery. Inside, ball three. So 3-1 to Frazier with Grimm on deck. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count is full, 3-2. Here comes the payoff. Nope. Williams bluffs a move to second base, seeing if Huff would take off early, because Huff's going to be running on the pitch here. Big batter right here. Game's still reachable for the Rainiers at 5-1, but they need to end this inning. 3-2 pitch coming to Frazier, and it is just inside, ball four with a slider, so that loads the bases. Huff goes to third. Foscue takes second. Frazier down to first. They're loaded up with two down for Blaine Krim. Krim's 0 for 2 so far. Pitch is swung on and lined into right field, a base hit, and Huff scores. They're waving in Foscue. The throw to the plate is offline. He scores. Throw to third. Get the tag down, and they get Frazier at third base for the final out of the inning. But two runs score on the base hit by Krim, and then Frazier, who started the play at first base, is thrown out trying to go to third. 9-2-5 on the play for the final out of the inning. But three runs score for Round Rock in the fifth, all with two outs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Let Tacoma Power help you pay for your home improvements. You'll save energy and money while adding value and comfort to your home. We've got you covered with zero interest loans, rebates, and store discounts on everything from windows and smart thermostats to heating and cooling systems to hybrid water heaters. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
At Fred Meyer, you can find the highest quality products at a great price in every aisle, every day with Kroger brand. So you can stock up on your household favorites that are tried, tested, and loved by you. Because when you get the products you love at great prices, it feels like winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Sampling the best. Better than all.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Well, we go to the sixth inning. Round Rock on top, 7-1. New pitcher for the Express. It is right-hander Chase Lee to face Mike Ford, and his first pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Cody Bradford is done. The Tacoma Raiders were the first team in the PCL to score a run against him this year, but that was it, one run. So the pitch is in for a strike to Ford. Bradford went five innings, allowed two hits and one run. He walked three and struck out six. So now Ford takes a ball, and Bradford really showed something by settling down and getting through the third, fourth, and fifth innings after the Rainiers really ran up his pitch count early. So now here's one over for a strike to Ford, and the count's even 2-2. So Lee is the new pitcher in his fourth appearance. No record of 4.15 ERA. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back by Ford. Still 2-2. Next pitch is outside. Full count. Bradford in line to get his third win in as many starts, unless the Rainiers could come back against the Round Rock bullpen tonight. 3-2 to Ford is outside. Ball four. Leadoff walk's always a good start. Ford will head down to first base. His second walk of this game. He walked only twice in his first 10 games of the season. He's now doubled his total on the year. Jake Shiner will be next. We'll take a look around the Mariner Farm System, get you caught up on what happened in last night's action. The pitch to Shiner is in there for a strike. Double A Arkansas is not going to go undefeated this year. There's always next year, but they started the year 5-0, but they finally lost a game yesterday. Here's Shiner driving one down the right field line, but it slices and goes foul. The Springfield Cardinals beat Arkansas 7-4. The Mariners affiliate had Bryce Miller, the touted pitching prospect on the hill. His final numbers don't really tell the story of what happened. He ended up allowing four runs and three earned in 5 2/3 innings. So here's a swing and a foul tipped by Shiner. Held onto by the catcher. That is strike three, and Shiner has struck out, one away in the top of the sixth, and now Caballero will be the hitter. Miller allowed only one run after five innings, was trailing 1-0. He went out there for the sixth, and that's when he allowed three more runs to score. In his 5 2/3 innings, he didn't walk anyone and struck out six. Caballero laces one right at the center fielder, caught by Martinez. Caballero jumping on the first pitch and stinging it straight at the center fielder. So two men are out in the top of the sixth inning, and now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. High A Everett lost at Hillsboro 3-1. The Aqua Sox, the Mariners affiliate, only had four hits. So here's a pitch for a strike to McCoy. One of them was a solo homer, and it was hit by walking Cabrera. He homered, and I really hope he walked around the bases. I mean, it doesn't really say in the rules that you have to run around the bases when you hit a homer. Walking Cabrera could just, you know, take a casual stroll. All right. That was his first homer forever. High pop fly off the bat of McCoy to the left side, and the shortstop Wenzel makes the catch 20 feet onto the outfield grass for the final out of the inning. Very quick top of the sixth, despite the leadoff walk. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
On to the bottom of the sixth, it is Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Festa, takes over on the mound. Taylor Williams went 1 1/3, allowed 3 hits and 3 runs all earned, walked 2, struck out 2. He just couldn't get that last out of yet. It was a 2-out rally that started with no one on base and 3 runs scored. Last inning really snowballed on him. Started with a pop fly double. Oh, the pitch to Davis Wenzel from Matt Festa is down low for a ball, 1-0. This is Festa's second appearance since joining the Rainiers, being optioned down by the Mariners. 1-0 is popped up in the air. Behind second, coming in is DeLoach, still coming in. Long run, but he gets there and he makes the catch. And Wenzel is retired, one away at the bottom of the sixth. Festa was one of the 6 pitchers the Rainiers used in the shutout that they threw here on the bullpen game on Wednesday. Festa was actually the only pitcher in that game who was really in any trouble, and he got out of it with a big double play ball. His pitch to Fabian is grounded foul on the third base side. There's strike one. Fabian's 0-for-2 so far tonight. Oh-1 pitch. In for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. One other game from the Mariners farm. Low A Modesto, who is actually pretty interesting team to follow this year, in my opinion, as here's a pop-up foul on the first base side. That's Valleca. Valleca making the catch in foul territory, the Rainiers' first baseman tonight. And 2 men are gone for Martinez. The Low A Modesto team has a couple teenagers who are definitely interesting players to watch, position players. The shortstop, Cole Young, who was the Mariners' first-round draft pick last year out of a high school in Pennsylvania near Pittsburgh. And then the outfielder, Gabriel Gonzalez. So here's one up high for a ball. Gonzalez, one of the Mariners' international signings, who had a good year last year and was one of the youngest players in the Class A California League. As here's one that misses to Martinez. Anyway, Modesto won yesterday 5-4, a walk-off win in the ninth. Cole Young had 2 hits and a walk. A double, scored 2 runs. Sears a foul down the third baseline out of play. And Young's been off to a red-hot start there at Modesto. They have a 21-year-old first baseman named Gabe Moncada. He hit a homer last night. He usually hits third or fourth in the lineup. And then their game-winning hit in the bottom of the ninth was from the very ordinarily named Bill Knight. There's a foul out of play. 2-2. I can't explain why. For some reason, the name Bill Knight just makes me laugh. It's like, that's not the name of a 22-year-old. But it is. How is Bill Knight under 70? Here's one outside for a ball to Martinez, and the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch from Festa. He lost him up and away with a breaking ball. So a two-out walk. Martinez heads down to first. And now Jonathan Ornelas will be the batter. Ornelas is 1-for-3 with a double. And Festa misses with a slider outside. Festa's thrown a lot of sweeping sliders both tonight and also in his first game with the Red Ears on Wednesday. Now a swing and a miss by Ornelas. Counts 1-1. Now here's one outside for a ball. Runner goes, and the pitch is hit in the air to right field. Coming in on it is Shiner. Still there, and he's making the catch, and the inning is over. So Festa works a scoreless bottom of the sixth, the first scoreless inning pitched by the Red Ears since the first. No runs for the Express and no hits, one left on. We go to the seventh inning. It is Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Spring fever has hit Lucky Eagle Casino, and the prizes are growing as we give away $140,000 cash. Card in daily for one entry and get another for every 100 points you earn, with double the entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Ooh. Come in next Saturday for $20,000 in cash drawings from 4 to 9. Then join us for the May 20th grand finale for your chance to win a share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch spring fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Seven to one, Round Rock leads the Red Ears. We go to the seventh inning on this Friday night in Round Rock, Texas. Game four of this six-game series. Red Ears need to get the offense going. Just two hits through six innings, one run. They scored just one run on six hits yesterday. The offense was just monstrous in the first eight games of the year, but it has slowed down. And now The first pitch to Delino DeShields, and he smokes it right at the second baseman for a lineout. Ornelas reeling it in. DeShields just crushed that pitch, and he's out. New pitcher is Fur Ozuna for Round Rock. Fur Ozuna. His real name is Fernery Ozuna, but they call him Fur. F-E-R. He'll face Pat Valleca now, and the pitch is in for a strike, 0-1. Ozuna has pitched 4 2/3 innings this year in 3 appearances, has a 3.86 ERA. Valleca strokes one up the middle, and a diving catch by Ornelas. Goodness gracious. He just caught the liner that DeShields smoked right at him, and then this one was roped up the middle. And Ornelas makes a diving catch ranging to his right to the center of the diamond. Great play by the Round Rock second baseman. They've had some nice plays tonight. Meanwhile, how many balls have the Rainiers really hit hard that have been outs? I've got 4 lineouts noted in my scorecard. So here's one outside to Hernandez. Back-to-back lineouts here in the seventh. Caballero crushed one right at the center fielder last inning. And McCoy lined out to the right fielder in the fourth. Next pitch in for a strike to Hernandez. Rainier's not getting very lucky with the hard-hit balls tonight. 1-1 pitch to Cesar Hernandez inside. 2-1. Two-one pitch is high, ball 3. Three-one pitch is high and away, ball 4, and Hernandez draws a walk. Rainiers have just 2 hits tonight, but they have drawn 5 walks. So they've had base runners that way, but need to start getting some hits, too. Down 7-1 in the seventh inning. Here's Zach Deloach. He has one of the 2 hits he singled in the first inning. 1-for-3 tonight. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now an off-speed pitch from Ozuna is down low for a ball, and I think he might have crossed up his catcher, Huff, who immediately jogs out to the mound to go talk to Ozuna. Ozuna, a little guy by baseball standards, 5'9", listed at 190 pounds, kind of stocky and from the Dominican Republic. He started his career as an infielder in the Arizona Diamondbacks system, reached advanced class A when the California League had that designation. He reached Visalia in their system. As here's a swing and a miss by Deloach. And he got released by the Diamondbacks. They didn't think he was going to make it as an infielder, and so they released him. The Rangers signed him 2 weeks later. This was in spring training in 2018. And the Rangers immediately converted him to a pitcher. And he's worked his way up to AAA. Kind of an interesting story. And he's made it this far. Has not yet reached the majors, but if he's in AAA, he's got a chance. 2-1 pitch to Deloach. Inside, ball 3. Don't see too many 5'9" pitchers in the majors, but every now and then. Three-one pitch to Deloach. Low ball 4. Back-to-back walks issued with 2 outs. Brian O'Keefe comes to the plate. He does not have his daily hit yet. He's 0 for 3. And now walking out to the mound is Davis, the manager of the Express. He's making the call to the bullpen. It appears. Yes, he is. So he's going to bring in a new arm, and Ozuna's done after facing just four hitters, which is a brief outing for him. And they're going to bring in a new pitcher to face O'Keefe. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. Two outs, two on, top of the seventh. Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on Our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We're at the top of the seventh. Round Rock leading Tacoma 7-1. The Red Ears have runners at first and second with two outs, and Brian O'Keefe come to the plate. Round Rock goes to the bullpen. They go against the book, and they bring in a lefty to face the right-hand hitter O'Keefe, which is a little unusual. We'll see what develops. It's Lucas Jacobson, the new pitcher. He's been in three games this year. He's allowed one run in three and a third innings. Pitched earlier in this series. His pitch to O'Keefe is swung on and pulled to short on one hop and fielded by Wenzel. Flips it to the second baseman for the force out on Deloach coming in, and just takes Jacobson one pitch to wrap up the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and two left on base. We move on now to the seventh inning stretch. It's Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Round Rock leading Tacoma by a score of 7-1. New pitcher in for the Red Ears. and a very new pitcher, left-hander Eric Stout, in his Tacoma debut. Just joined the team yesterday. Spent some time in the majors last year with the Pirates and the Cubs. He's pitched in the PCL for Omaha. And his first pitch to Eliar Hernandez is over for a strike. It's 0-1. Stout facing the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in the Round Rock lineup. The lefty's next pitch is swung on and grounded on two hops to third. Caballero calmly fields it and throws to first for the out. One away in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Stout gets Hernandez to ground out to third base. And now Sam Huff will be the batter. Huff's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. And he swings and misses at the pitch from Stout. Stout, a 6-foot-3 lefty. It's out of Butler University in Indianapolis, the basketball school. Here's a swing and a miss by Huff. Grew up in Illinois. Stout's ahead in the count here, 0-2. The pitch to Huff is on its way, and it's a fastball high and outside. Stout pitched for Omaha regularly in their bullpen, the Royals affiliate, in 2017 and 2018. He did pitch against Tacoma once in 2018 at Cheney Stadium. Next pitch to Huff, hit in the air to right field, shallow. Back go the infielders, in comes Shiner. Shiner, the right fielder, makes the catch. And that's out number 2 in the bottom of the seventh. So now Foscue will hit. He's having a perfect game. Single, homer, walk. 3 runs scored. Stout just looking at his bio here on Baseball Reference. He's a guy who has pitched a lot in winter leagues in Puerto Rico. He's gone back several times to do that as his pitch to Foscue's outside. Looks like he did it in the winter of 2019, 2020, and 2021. Now here's a pitch that misses to Foscue. 2 balls, no strikes. He's been a starter previously in his career, but not really in the last 2 years. His next pitch is over for a strike to Foscue. Count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch is cued to the right side, and Hernandez can't get it. It's through into right field, a base hit. Hernandez was shaded way up the middle with the right hand hitting Foscue at the plate, and it was cued off the end of his bat the other way, back into the vacated space on the right side. Foscue is having his biggest game at the AAA level. Now Clint Frazier will be the batter. And the pitch is going to miss for a ball. Hit in the air down the right field line, slicing, and it's a fair ball, and that's trouble into the corner. Foscue's coming to third. They'll stop him there as the right fielder Shiner got it back in quickly. In at second base with a double to the opposite field is Clint Frazier. And runners at second and third. Some guys who just haven't been hitting at all this year for Round Rock are having big games today. Foscue, how about Frazier? Frazier was 0-for-21 before his triple in the fourth, and he now has 2 hits today. So runners at second and third, 2 down for Plain Crim. And the pitch is fouled away. Strike one. Stout last year pitched for two different International League teams, Iowa and Indianapolis, and also for two different National League teams, the Cubs and the Pirates. So strike now to Krim. And in his AAA time in the International League, he had a 2.93 ERA in 27 appearances with 63 strikeouts in 43 innings. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. 0-2 now. He maintained the strikeout rate in the big leagues. It was a little lower, but still very good. 25 strikeouts in 22 and a third innings. 0-2 to Krim is up and away. But the walks went up in the majors, as they do for just about everybody. One-two pitch coming. Fouled away. Still one ball, two strikes. One-two again to Krim. Breaking ball inside, and the count's even, 2-2. Now a swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes to Krim. Two men in scoring position with two outs. And the pitch swung on and yanked foul down the third baseline. A slow curve that he pulled foul. Pitch is swung on and hit high in the air towards left center. Long run over for DeShields in the alley, but he has time to get there. He makes the catch and the inning is over. A high arcing flyout to the Red Ears left fielder, and Eric Stout works a scoreless bottom of the seventh inning. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the eighth. It is Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
We go to the eighth inning. It's Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1. Red Ears running low on opportunities here. Just two innings to go. Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Jose Caballero to bat this inning. And the first pitch to Mike Ford from Luke Jacobson is fouled away. There's strike one. Next pitch is looped the other way down the left field line, and Ford has a base hit to get things started in the eighth inning. And that's the Red Ears' first hit since the second inning when Caballero homered for the team's only run today. And it's their third hit of the night. Mike Ford singles to left. Ford, however, has reached base four times with a single, two walks, and he was hit by a pitch once. So Ford is aboard. And now the pitch is grounded right to the shortstop by Shiner. It's going to be an easy double play. Wenzel to Ornelas to Krim. One pitch later, a double play wipes out the base runner. That's the way the offense has been these last couple days. Now Caballero will be the hitter. Caballero's one for three with a homer. And the pitch to Caballero misses outside for a ball. Caballero steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Swings and skies one to right field, and lining it up is Fabian. He's there and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. That was quick. Even after a leadoff single, no runs on a hit and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the eighth, the Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There are times when more is not better. Like when the electrical panel in your warehouse fails, more darkness is not better. Or when a storm knocks out the windows on the second floor of your office building, more fresh air is not better. But when Propel shows up on the scene after an incident with support, an action plan, and maybe a thermos of coffee, more is definitely better. It's what Propel clients have come to expect, and it's why they tend to stick with Propel after going through any kind of loss or unexpected event. Propel is there with a more timely response any time of the day or night. A more proactive claim service working 24/7 on your behalf. More experienced professionals helping you navigate the path ahead so you know exactly what you need to do and when. To find out about the people and insurance programs that can give your business more of what you need, get to know Propel at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. 7-1 is our score. The Express leading the right ears. Tacoma brings in left-hander Justice Sheffield. Who will face Davis Wenzel, Sandro Fabian, and J.P. Martinez. Pitch to Wenzel is in there for a strike. Sheffield, full-time reliever now. This is his team leading sixth appearance out of the pen. Well, he's tied with Taylor Williams, who got his sixth earlier today. Next pitch is outside to Wenzel. Now Now the 2-1 is on its way. And it is down and in for a ball, 3-1. Now the pitch swung on, bounced toward short. That's scooped up by McCoy, and he slings it to first for the out and one away at the bottom of the eighth inning. Sheffield gets Wenzel to bounce out. Now Fabian is the batter. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the Fabian lashes one foul, 1-1 the count. In the top of the ninth, the Red Deer's scheduled hitters are McCoy, DeShields, and Valleca. Now a swing and a grounder just foul on the third base side. All right, tomorrow is a bullpen game for the Red Deer's. If Sheffield finishes the pitching for the Red Deer's in this one, they will have used four relievers tonight who are then theoretically not going to pitch tomorrow because the Rainiers, well, the Mariners don't have the AAA team use pitchers in back-to-back games. Save that for the big leagues. Sheffield's 1-2 pitch is lined into center. There's a base hit for Fabian. And that's another guy who hasn't been getting any hits recently for Round Rock who has a hit tonight. He was one for his last 20 prior to that hit. J.P. Martinez now the hitter. So available pitchers for the Red Deer's tomorrow in the bullpen game. Riley O'Brien, who started the Red Deer's last bullpen game on Wednesday, and I think is odds on the favorite to start tomorrow. So now the pitch to Martinez is low for a ball. Nolan Blackwood is available. A.J. Puckett, who went two innings yesterday, I think he's available because he didn't throw many pitches yesterday. Martinez hits one high in the air to center field, but Deloach is lining it up, and he makes the catch for out number two. Martinez retired, and Ornelas is next. Fred Villarreal should be ready to go. Matt Wilrott's ready. For the lefties, Taylor Saucedo should be ready to go tomorrow. And also Blake Wyman. Both those guys have been throwing really well. And then the new lefty, Rob Kaminsky, who just joined the team today, presumably is ready tomorrow, although you never knew with a brand new signing. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Ornelas. Counts 0-1. A 1 pitch. Nice breaking ball for a called strike. Slider from Sheffield. Here comes the 0-2. And it's hit in the air to right field. This is deep. Back is Shiner, and he's going to reach up and make the catch as he approaches the warning track for the final out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sheffield works a scoreless eighth. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We go to the ninth. Rainiers need a big inning. It's Round Rock 7, Tacoma 1.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the ninth inning here in Round Rock. It's Express 7, Rainiers 1. Rainiers bats very quiet for the second day in a row here and third time in the four games of this series. The one exception was game two on Wednesday when the Rainiers hung six runs on the scoreboard and won 6-0 and had a bunch of two-out rallies in that one. Other than that game, the offense has been quiet. Maybe they can get some hits here in the ninth, make things interesting. New pitcher for Round Rock to work the ninth, right-hander Joe Barlow. Mason McCoy will lead things off for the Rainiers. He's 0-3 with a pop-up, a line-out, and a strikeout. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming to McCoy, and it's outside for a ball. McCoy's string of 11 straight games reaching base with a hit or a walk is on the ropes here in the ninth inning. He has not reached tonight. The 1-1 is a swing and a miss, strike two. And they've got to get O'Keefe up for him to get a chance to extend his nine-game hitting streak. And he's not due up till six this inning. 1-2 the count to McCoy. And the pitch from Barlow is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Still 1-2. Barlow, a sinker baller with his 1-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Now the pitch is swung out and hit in the air to right field. Going back is Sabian, and now he's under it, and he makes the catch, and it's the first out in the ninth. So McCoy is not going to reach base tonight unless this really does turn into a huge comeback rally. Delino DeShields now the batter. He also has an on-base streak on the ropes. He's reached base in eight straight games, but not in this one. 0-3, lined out sharply his last time up. Barlow with the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul back. Strike one. 7-1 Round Rock. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Barlow. And it is outside. One pitch outside for a ball. 2-1. Two-one pitch swung on and popped up on the right side of the infield. A fair ball. The first baseman, Krim, makes the catch. And two men are gone in the ninth, and the Red Ears are down to their last out. Pat Valleca. Oh for 2 with a walk, a deep fly out, and a line out. He's actually hit the ball hard twice to go with his walk, and he doesn't have any hits to show for it. Right-hand hitter. The pitch from Barlow is on its way. And it swung on and rocked to left field. Back is Frazier at the track. He leaps up and can't get it. It's off the fence. Digging for second and stopping there is Valleca. So he smoked another ball, and this time he gets a hit. A double off the wall and left. I thought Frazier was going to rob him. Frazier was gliding back on it at the track, and he reached up. And I was just thinking in my head, my gosh, another line drive out. But it went over Frazier's glove and off the fence. So Valleca gets a double, a much-deserved double. And now Cesar Hernandez comes to the plate. He's 0 for 2 with 2 walks tonight. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. The scoreboard is asking the fans to get loud. Everyone must obey the scoreboard. Here's a swing and a grounder foul on the first base side. Well, the count's even, 1-1. Fireworks night here in Round Rock. I don't know that we've ever been here on a fireworks night before. I'm not sure where they launched them from. 1-1 pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is inside, ball 3. Rainiers will take a walk. Need base runners. Need a bunch of them. Walks help. 2 outs in the ninth. Runner at second, 7-1 Round Rock. And the pitch is a called strike. Hernandez thought it was ball 4, but he's got to go back to the batter's box, and it's a full count now, 3-2. Payoff pitch is on its way to Hernandez with a runner at second. Here it comes, and it's a swing and a foul back. Hernandez hanging in there. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the 3-2 again with 2 outs in the ninth. The pitch is swung on and fouled over the press box here behind home plate at the Dell Diamond. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 3-2 again to Cesar Hernandez from Joe Barlow, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3, and Hernandez has struck out, and that's the ball game. Round Rock takes it 7-1, the final score. The Red Ears have dropped 3 of the first 4 games in this series, and they hope to get things turned around tomorrow night at 5:05 Pacific time in game 5. Of this 6-game series. Round Rock takes it 7-1. We'll recap the scoring and have a look at the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in our post-game show coming up next.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, the fireworks about to start here at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. The Red Ears falling to the Express on their fireworks night. 7-1, the final score, as Round Rock was able to win this one with a bunch of runs in the middle innings, really. Started out as an interesting matchup with the Red Ears facing Cody Bradford, who did not allow a run in either of his first two starts this year for Round Rock, winning both of them and totaling 11 and a third innings. The Red Ears got a couple of base runners in the first, but could not score. They left two men stranded. In the bottom of the first, Taylor Dollard worked a scoreless inning, so 0-0. We went to the second. Jose Caballero leading off, and he blasted one. Caballero, a towering home run to left field, and it gave the Red Ears a 1-0 lead, and it was the first run of the year that Bradford had allowed. So things looking good for the Red Ears at that point. And then they really made Bradford throw a ton of pitches for the rest of that second inning, going to the full count on five straight hitters, walking a couple of them in the process. And at that point, it really looked like Bradford was probably going to have a short outing today. Maybe the Red Ears were going to be the team that knocked him around. That did not happen. Round Rock tied it up at the bottom of the second inning when Justin Foscue hit his first Triple-A home run, a rocket to left center off Taylor Dollard to make it 1-1. Then in the bottom of the second inning, J.P. Martinez hit an opposite field line drive home run to left, and Round Rock was ahead 2-1. The Red Ears continued to have good at-bats in the top of the third against Bradford, running up his pitch count but only getting one base runner. He was at 67 pitches after three innings, but then Bradford got into cruise control in the fourth and the fifth. He ended up going five innings, allowing just one run on two hits. Meanwhile, Round Rock started to open up the game in the fourth against Dollard. With one out, Foscue singled up the middle. He reached base four times today. Clint Frazier pulled a grounder down the third baseline for a triple. It scored Foscue from first and made it 3-1. And then after the Red Ears threw out Frazier at the plate on a ground out, looked like they might get out of the inning with just one run scoring. But Davis Wenzel doubled to left field, and that brought in Krim and made it 4-1 Round Rock. That was it for Dollard. Taylor Williams came in, got a quick strikeout to end the fourth. Then in the fifth, Williams retired the first two hitters with a strikeout and a ground out. Looked like he was back in form, but Elier Hernandez hit a pop fly double tight to the foul line down the right field line, just a flare that no one could catch. And that extended the inning with two outs, and it started a three-run rally for Round Rock. Sam Huff singled in Hernandez. Foscue walked. Clint Frazier walked to load the bases. Blaine Krim hit a two-run single to right. And finally, the inning ended, but Round Rock was ahead 7-1 at that point. That would end up being our final score. The Red Ears did get a couple of base runners in the seventh, but they brought in reliever Lucas Jacobson to face O'Keefe, and he got O'Keefe to ground to short, ending that threat. And the Red Ears did not threaten in the eighth. In the ninth, they hit a two-out double, but they needed a lot more than that. Round Rock wins it by the final score of 7-1. Final totals for Round Rock, 7 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They left 7 on base. Tacoma, 1 run, 4 hits, no errors, left 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Cody Bradford, first man in the PCL to be 3-0 this year. Dollard takes the loss. He is 0-2. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 30 minutes on the dot. The attendance was 8,017. With the win, Round Rock's 8-4 this year, and the Red Ears fall to 6-6. Game 5 of the 6-game series is tomorrow at 5:05 Pacific. Tacoma's going to start it's going to be a bullpen game. My hunch is Riley O'Brien will start the game, but don't really know that for sure. Round Rock's going to start right-hander Kyle Cody. Again, that's 5:05 p.m. tomorrow. Express win at 7-1. We'll check out the big league scoreboard. Some interesting stuff today. We will get to that right after these messages.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Round Rock beats Tacoma 7-1 on fireworks night here at the Dell Diamond. And, hey, it ended. We'll go ahead and let the crowd in again then. All right. Oh, wait, they're not done. Hang on. All right. Skip that. Let's just get to the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners are in action right now. It is early in the game. Jared Kelnick has homered off of the lefty Austin Gomber. The Mariners lead the Rockies 2-1. They're in the top of the third inning. Tommy Malone making the emergency start for Seattle, filling in for Marco Gonzalez, whose wife went into labor and he had to leave. So Malone making the start there. Chris Bryant with a solo homer for the Rockies. The Rockies-Mariners series is one of 5 interleague series starting this weekend. Looking at those first, Giants and Tigers in Detroit. Extra inning game. Giants scored in the top of the 11th inning to go up 5-4. Detroit got a couple of men on in the bottom of the 11th inning, and Nick Maton hit a walk-off 3-run homer, and the Tigers beat the Giants 7-5. Cleveland needed a late run to defeat the Washington Nationals 4-3. Will Brennan with a go-ahead RBI in the 8th inning. The Guardians getting the win on the road. The Braves blasted Kansas City 10-3, the final score in Kansas City. Ronald Acuna Jr. had 3 hits, a homer, scored 3 runs, and drove in 2. Atlanta hit 5 home runs in that game. And the Mets and the A's are underway in Oakland in the last interleague game. Mets have already jumped out big. They lead it 6-1 in the 4th inning. American League games today. We'll start off in New York. The Twins fell behind the Yankees early. Both Stanton and Judge homered for the Yankees, but the Twins ended up winning the game. Carlos Correa had a go-ahead 2-run double in the 8th inning, and Minnesota beats the Yankees 4-3. The Twins are 10-4 on the season so far. But the big story will be the story of the Rays, who lost today at Toronto 6-3. in their first game of the season against a team over 500. The Blue Jays winning it, ending the Rays' 13-game season-opening win streak, ended up tying the record. The Rays 13-1 now. This one was partly their own fault. They issued two bases-loaded walks, and they also made a costly error in the infield, two errors total in the game, helping Toronto. Toronto did have 10 hits in the game, half of them by Bo Bichette. Bichette had five hits. Red Sox beat the Angels 5-3. Rafael Devers with a home run at Fenway. The Orioles were trailing the White Sox 3-1 in the seventh inning. They got the bases loaded for Adley Rutschman, and he cleared him with a double, putting the Orioles ahead 4-3. They tacked on two more runs and won the game 6-3. And the Texas Rangers have a 5-2 lead over the Houston Astros in the top of the ninth inning in Houston. And National League games now. Phillies beat the Reds 8-3 behind former Rainier Taiwan Walker, who allowed one run in six innings today for the Phils and picked up his first win of the year. Marlins knock off the Diamondbacks 5-1. Trevor Rogers pitched into the seventh inning and gave up just one run to get his first win of the year for the Fish. The Pirates shut out by St. Louis, 3-0 the final score in St. Louis. Pirates had eight hits but couldn't score a run, as the Cardinals had three hits and two runs batted in from Nolan Gorman. The Brewers and the Padres in San Diego are in the fourth inning. Milwaukee's already up 5-0. And the Cubs and Dodgers are tied 1-1 in the third. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for tonight here in Round Rock. The Express beat the Red Ears 7-1. We'll be back with more after this.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Fireworks show really did end here in Round Rock. Now, it had a fake ending, a false ending to the fireworks show. Threw me for a loop earlier. I'm like 99% sure they're done now. They turned the lights back on. Well, not a good day for the Red Ears. A 7-1 loss, just four hits. The offense has gone AWOL these last couple of days. And, you know, they scored so much the first eight games of the season, and now they're having trouble scoring the runs. And you kind of start to wonder, all right, what's the true Tacoma offense? Is it the one that piled up all those runs that was averaging 10 runs a game early on? I mean, no, they're not that good. But they're not as bad as the guys who have scored just one run in each of the last two games with 10 hits total the last 2 days. Nah, they're better than that. So the happy medium needs to be attained, and maybe that'll happen tomorrow in game five of this series. They need to start picking things up at the plate. They're getting base runners, but not getting hits. Plenty of walks today. They drew six walks, left nine runners on base in this one. And Round Rock takes it 7-1, the final score. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Oklahoma City improved to 10-3 with their 4-2 victory over Sugar Land today. The other games are all in progress. Albuquerque's off to a fast start this year, and they are winning in El Paso right now 8-2 in the eighth inning. Reno is on top of Sacramento 6-2 in the middle of the sixth inning at Greater Nevada Field. Vegas has an early 2-0 lead over Salt Lake headed to the fourth. All right, tomorrow's game is at 5:05 Pacific, bullpen game for the Red Ears. The Rangers affiliate is starting right-hander Kyle Cody. an oft-injured pitcher who has generally been quite impressive when he's at full health, so kind of a mystery to see what we'll get from him tomorrow. Cody on the hill for Round Rock and a bullpen game for the Rainiers. I think Riley O'Brien will probably end up starting it, but, you know, don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm speculating on that, but it makes sense to me because he started the bullpen game on Wednesday and hasn't pitched since. But we'll see what happens. I'm sure that John Russell and Jairo Cuevas are figuring it out right now and telling whichever pitcher it's going to be who's going to start tomorrow's bullpen game. So that's going to do it for this one. Round Rock takes it, 7-1, the final score. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long, have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.